Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details. Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Okay, so welcome to another deep dive. Today, we are diving into some excerpts that a listener sent in from a book called Alara and the Magical Forest.
Really interesting choice for a deep dive. This one has so much to unpack.
Yeah, and I feel like this is going to be a good one. I got some really strong vibes reading through the source material.
Yeah, and I mean, the basic setup, you know, you got a village. They have this local legend about a magical forest. Most of them dismiss it as, you know, just a story.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have Alara, this young girl, just brimming with curiosity.
Yeah, you immediately get that sense that she's not going to just take everyone's word for it and just move on, you know?
Right, exactly. She wants to know for herself, and that's kind of like a, you know, a theme throughout the whole thing, I think, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So she packs this satchel, gets ready to go into the forest for the first time, and she takes some bread, water, but also her sketchbook.
Yeah, I thought that was a really interesting detail. You know, the fact that she brings her sketchbook with her, it says something about her approach to this.
Yeah,
you know?
It's not just about, you know, fleeting curiosity.
Right.
She wants to really capture what she experiences. And I don't know if you noticed this, but when she first enters the forest, there's this almost like this hush, this quiet.
Yeah, like the forest itself is holding its breath.
Right, and then these little twinkling lights appear. It's almost like the forest is acknowledging her presence, welcoming her in a way.
Okay, so then we get to the really magical stuff, right? The violet-barked tree with its glowing leaves. I mean, come on, how cool is that?
So vivid, right? And then Nyx, this glowing fox guardian of the forest, appears. And right away, you know, this isn't just some random creature. This is something special.
Yeah, there's this immediate understanding between Alara and Nyx, you know, like they're kindred spirits or something.
Yeah, exactly. And I love what Nyx tells Alara about the forest. It's this place of balance between worlds. A guardian of secrets, memories, and dreams, offering wisdom to those with a pure heart.
There's a lot to unpack there, right? I mean,
yeah.
Balance between worlds. What kind of worlds are we talking about here?
Right, the tangible and the intangible, maybe. Or maybe the world of humans and the world of magic, you know?
And what about that idea of the forest protecting secrets, memories, and dreams? It's suggesting that these things have a real weight to them. You know,
they're not just fleeting things. There's something worth protecting, something valuable.
Yeah. And this idea of a pure heart, it makes you think, like, what does that even mean? Is it about being morally perfect, or is it more about being open to the possibilities, being willing to believe?
I think it's more about that openness, you know, the willingness to see beyond the surface and to really believe in something bigger than yourself.
Yeah. And remember what Nyx says, the forest reveals itself to those who believe in the impossible. And I love this next part. The magic is within Alara too.
Right. It's not just about this external magical place. It's about the potential that we all have within us.
Right. And so it's no surprise that Alara feels the sense of belonging in the forest and she promises to return. It's like she's found a place where she truly feels at home.
But of course, things can't stay idyllic forever. Right. There's always a challenge, a twist.
Yeah. So the next time Alara returns to the forest, the season has changed. It's a crisp morning. There's a first frost in the air.
Yeah. And you get the sense that something is off, right? The air is colder. The light is dimmer. Even those twinkling lights from before, they're gone.
It's like the whole atmosphere of the forest has changed. It's no longer that welcoming place it was before.
And then she reaches the clearing where the magnificent violet tree stood, and it's gone. Just an empty space with withered leaves.
It's such a stark image of loss, and Alara's obviously shaken. She calls out for Nyx. She needs answers.
And Nyx appears, but this time it's different. There's a sorrow in their voice as they reveal that the magic is fading and no one knows why.
It's a pretty heavy revelation, right? You can tell that this isn't just a minor setback. This is something serious that's threatening the very existence of the forest.
And Nyx's explanation for this is so interesting. The forest draws strength from belief, wonder, curiosity, and as the world grows more cynical, the magic fades.
It's like the forest is a reflection of our own collective spirit. You know, if we lose our sense of wonder, our ability to believe in the impossible, then the magic in the world starts to disappear.
Right. It's like this feedback loop. And I think it really connects to what you were saying before about feeling overwhelmed, you know?
Yeah. Like when the world feels so complicated and difficult, it can be easy to lose sight of that childlike wonder that we used to have.
And I think that's maybe why we're drawn to stories like this. Yeah, they remind us of that magic that's still possible.
But thankfully, Alara doesn't give up hope. She immediately declares her belief in the forest and her desire to help.
And that's when Nyx reveals something really important. Alara has a special role to play. The forest has chosen her to protect its secrets. The magic is woven into her very being.
Whoa, okay, that definitely raises the stakes. She's not just a visitor anymore. She's connected to the fate of the forest.
Right, and that leads to the quest, finding the hidden well of dreams to awaken the great tree and restore the heart of the forest.
And there's a crucial detail here. Only those with the purest of hearts can unlock the well. It's another reminder that this is about more than just physical strength or ability.
It's about those inner qualities that we were talking about before.
Right.
You know, the belief, the compassion, the courage.
And the well itself is said to hold the magic that sustains all life. So this isn't just about saving the forest. It's about something much bigger.
Exactly. But of course, no quest is without its challenges. And Nyx warns Alara that the path ahead will be difficult and that she needs to trust herself and the forest.
And then Nyx disappears, leaving Alara to face this challenge alone. It's a classic hero's journey moment, you know?
Right. She has to rely on her own inner strength and the guidance she's received so far.
And so Alara sets off deeper into the forest, and we get these glimpses of even more magical elements, whispering trees, glowing flowers, all sorts of curious creatures.
Yeah, it's like the forest is revealing its secrets to her one layer at a time.
And then she comes to the shimmering lake with a solitary stone in the center and a single glowing flower, the Well of Dreams.
It's such a beautiful and mysterious image. But that tranquility is quickly broken when this tall, shadowy figure emerges from the water.
Yeah, that's a pretty startling moment. It's described as being both familiar and strange, which is really intriguing.
Right, like maybe it's something she's encountered before in a dream, or maybe it's a reflection of something within herself.
Whatever it is, it's clearly a powerful being, and it acknowledges Alara's quest to restore the magic.
But there's a catch. The figure demands a precious sacrifice, a piece of Alara's heart, in order to awaken the well.
That's a pretty intense request, right? And it's not immediately clear what that even means.
Right. What could she possibly offer that would be valuable enough to restore the magic of the forest?
So Alara starts going through all these things in her mind, you know, her drawings, her memories, but she realizes that none of those are truly what's needed.
She needs to offer something more fundamental, something that's at the core of her being.
And that's when she offers her belief, her promise to never stop dreaming.
Wow, that's so powerful, right? It's like she's saying that even in the face of darkness and cynicism, she will hold on to that spark of wonder that makes the magic possible.
Yeah, and the figure accepts her offering. The glowing flower blooms even brighter, and the forest is reborn. The lake shimmers, the trees glow, the violet tree returns. It's a truly breathtaking moment.
It's a beautiful illustration of how our inner beliefs can have a tangible impact on the world around us.
But of course, the story doesn't end there. Alara returns to the forest again, eager to continue helping. But this time, something feels different.
Yeah, there's this immediate sense of unease. The air is thick and heady. The forest is unnaturally still. It's a stark contrast to the vibrancy she experienced before.
And even Nyx is different. Their fur is dull. Their eyes are clouded and tired. And they give Alara this warning that she shouldn't have returned.
It's like something much deeper and more sinister is happening than just the fading magic.
Right, and it turns out that it's not an external force that's causing the problem. It's something within the forest itself, something ancient that's awakening.
Nyx explains that there are two ancient powers within the forest, the magic of growth and light, and the magic of shadow and decay. And they were meant to be in balance, but the shadow was supposed to remain hidden.
It's this idea of duality, right? Like light and dark, good and evil, they're both necessary parts of the world. But when one becomes too powerful, it throws everything off balance.
Right, and the air grows colder as Nyx speaks. Alara can feel this growing sense of dread.
And she asks Nyx why she wasn't told about this before. Why keep such a crucial secret?
And Nyx admits that they hoped Alara's light would be enough to overcome the darkness. But the balance has already shifted. The forest is in real danger.
So now there's a new quest. Alara has to find the vessel of this awakened shadow and seal it away before it can spread and consume the entire forest.
So the question becomes, how do you stop something like that? How do you fight a force of darkness that's so deeply rooted in the very nature of the forest?
And Nyx gives Alara this really crucial piece of advice. She can't fight the shadow with force. She has to understand it. The shadow feeds on fear. Doubt the darkness within our hearts.
It's like saying that you can't just ignore or suppress those negative emotions. You have to confront them. You have to understand where they come from.
Yeah, it's this really interesting psychological dimension to the story. It's not just about external battles. It's about the internal struggles that we all face.
And Nyx tells Alara that she has to face her own shadow. And this is something that I think we can all relate to, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we all have those fears, those doubts, those things that we try to hide from ourselves and from others.
And Nyx tells Alara that she has to walk this path alone. No one else can do it for her. And then they disappear, leaving Alara to face this challenge head on.
So Alara ventures even deeper into the forest, and the atmosphere gets progressively darker and more oppressive. The trees are thicker, the shadows are deeper. She feels like she's being watched.
It's like the forest itself is reflecting her inner turmoil.
Yeah.
Darkness is closing in.
And then she comes to this clearing with an ancient stone altar in the center. And there's this unnatural stillness, a coldness that permeates the air.
You can just feel the power emanating from this place. And then the ground starts to tremble. Dark mist rises from cracks in the earth, and there's this cold, suffocating feeling.
And a voice whispers, "Alara, I have waited for you." And then this figure emerges from the mist. Tall, cloaked in shadow, its form constantly shifting with glowing eyes like black pits.
It's the shadow. It's the embodiment of all the darkness and fear that Alara has been trying to confront.
And it tells Alara that it is the darkness within her. It's all her doubts, her fears, her regrets, all the parts of herself that she tries to keep hidden.
It's a really disturbing realization, right? Like, the thing that she's been fighting is actually a part of herself.
Yeah, and Alara tries to stay strong. She says she's not afraid, but the shadow just laughs. It tells her that she is afraid and that she can't defeat herself.
It's like it's preying on her deepest insecurities, trying to break her down.
And for a moment, it seems like Alara is going to succumb to the darkness. She starts to doubt herself. She starts to believe the shadow's lies.
But then she remembers what Nyx told her about the power of belief. She remembers the magic that's within her, and she reaches for that light.
She speaks aloud of the forest's magic. She declares her belief in good, in dreams, in hope, in the power of light over darkness.
And the shadow starts to tremble. It flickers as if it's being burned by Alara's words. The forest itself seems to respond to her declaration.
And then, with a final shrieking wail, the shadow dissolves into mist. The darkness lifts, and Alara is left standing alone in the clearing, breathing heavily.
She did it. She faced her inner darkness, and she overcame it.
And the forest around her comes back to life. The trees rustle. The scent of flowers fills the air. The glowing lights return. It's a beautiful moment of healing and renewal.
And Alara feels this overwhelming sense of peace. She's not just restored the balance to the forest, she's also found a sense of balance within herself.
But the story doesn't end there. Alara's journey is far from over. She's now the protector of the forest, bound to both the light and the shadow.
And Nyx appears to congratulate her, but they also remind her that the forest is still fragile. The balance is delicate, and it could easily be disrupted again.
Yeah, it's this ongoing responsibility, right? Alara has to constantly be vigilant, guarding against any threats to the forest's harmony.
And the forest itself is described as this living entity. It needs Alara's belief. It needs her care in order to thrive.
And so Nyx gives Alara a new quest. She has to find the Heartstone, the source of the forest's deepest magic, which is hidden in this place called the Hollow of Time.
The Hollow of Time. Whoa. Okay, that sounds pretty intense. What is that exactly?
Nyx explains that it's a place outside of time where the past, present, and future all converge. It's where the forest's power was born and where its fate will ultimately be decided.
And Alara has to go there alone to find the Heartstone and bring it back to the forest in order to ensure its survival.
And Nyx warns her that the Hollow of Time is a dangerous place. Time moves differently there, and she'll face challenges that will test her, her heart, and her mind.
Yeah, it sounds like the ultimate test. And Nyx tells Alara that she may not return from the Hollow the same. The forest will change her in ways that she can't even imagine.
But Nyx also tells her to stay true to herself, to trust her instincts, and to never give up hope. And then they disappear, leaving Alara to face this new challenge alone.
So Alara steps into the Hollow of Time, and it's like stepping into another world entirely. The air is thick with fog, but it's not like ordinary fog. It's heavy with memories and possibilities.
And the world around her starts to shift. The air grows colder, the mist thickens, the landscape transforms into this swirling vortex of fog and distant stars. The ground feels soft and yielding, like she's walking on a dream.
And then she hears a voice whispering, "The past is ever present. The future is but a shadow of what was." It's a really disorienting statement, and Alara can't figure out where it's coming from.
And then she comes to a fork in the path. It splits into three different paths, each one marked with a symbol. One is the path of growth, one is the path of decay, and one is the path of light.
It's like she has to choose which aspect of the forest she wants to embrace. But then the whispering voice returns and tells her that she has to walk all three paths.
She has to experience the entirety of the forest, its light, its shadow, and its growth, in order to find what she's looking for.
So Alara starts with the path of growth, and the atmosphere immediately changes. The air is warm and fragrant, filled with the scent of blooming flowers. The fog lifts, and she's surrounded by lush vegetation, giant ferns, towering flowers, emerald leaves.
And she hears a voice speaking to her from the trees, saying, "To grow is to change, Alara, but change requires sacrifice."
And then she comes face to face with the spirit of growth, a being made of vines and flowers, with a soft and serene face and a voice that sounds like rustling leaves.
And the spirit of growth tells her that growth is not always easy or painless. It often requires us to let go of things that we hold dear to make room for something new.
And Alara is given a choice. She can continue down the path of growth, but she has to be willing to sacrifice something, a part of herself that she's been clinging to.
And without hesitation, Alara agrees. She's ready to let go of whatever is holding her back so that she can continue to grow.
And the spirit of growth extends her hand, and vines wrap around Alara, filling her mind with memories of her past, her dreams, the people she loves. And with each vine that fades a memory, a burden is lifted from her heart.
Alara feels lighter, freer, like she's finally shedding the weight of her past. And the spirit of growth nods approvingly, telling her that change is not always easy, but it's always necessary.
And so Alara continues down the path, feeling a renewed sense of purpose and determination.
But the path of decay is a much different experience. The light dims, the air turns cold and damp, the ground is soft and yielding beneath her feet.
The trees are twisted and gnarled, their leaves withered and brown, and there's this overwhelming scent of earth and rot.
And as she walks, Alara starts to see these flickering memories from her past, forgotten faces, moments of fear, regret, pain. It's like the path itself is forcing her to confront the things she's been trying to bury.
And then she comes to this clearing with a massive oak tree in the center. But this oak is different. It's decaying. Its bark is cracked, and peeling its branches are bare, and its leaves are withered and brown.
And a deep, ancient voice speaks to her from the tree, saying, "Decay is the root of rebirth. Alara, without death, there is no life."
And Alara feels drawn to the tree. She places her hand on its rough bark, and she's flooded with memories of all the things she's lost, the places she's left behind, the regrets she carries with her.
And the oak speaks again, saying, "You cannot avoid me, Alara. You must face what you have lost to move forward. All things must end just as all things must begin. What will you give up? What will you release to continue your journey?"
It's a powerful challenge, right? The oak is forcing Alara to confront the inevitability of loss and decay.
And at first, Alara resists. She doesn't want to let go. She wants to hold on to the past. But she knows that the oak is right. She has to release the things that are no longer serving her in order to make room for new growth.
And so she starts to let go. One by one, she releases the memories, the regrets, the pain. And as she does, the oak tree begins to change.
The black smoke that was rising from its cracks starts to dissipate. The tree shudders and its roots pulse with new life. And then new green shoots begin to emerge from its bare branches.
It's a beautiful image of rebirth, right? Decay giving way to life. And Alara feels a sense of peace wash over her. She understands now that endings are not just about loss. They're also about new beginnings.
And so she continues on her journey, feeling stronger and more resilient than ever.
And then she reaches the path of light, and everything changes again. The air is warm and bright, filled with the scent of blossoming flowers. The ground hums with energy, and she feels this deep connection to the magic of the forest.
And the path is illuminated by shimmering starlight. It's like the stars themselves are guiding her towards her destination.
And then she comes to this clearing, and there in the center is a great stone altar. And on the altar is a pulsating crystal, the Heartstone.
It's the source of the forest's deepest magic, the key to its survival, and she's finally found it.
But then a shadow falls across the clearing, and a chilling wind sweeps through the trees. And Alara realizes that she's not alone.
The shadow has returned.
But this time it's different. It's not the menacing figure that she encountered before. It's more like a presence, a feeling of darkness that hangs in the air.
And the shadow speaks to her, but its voice doesn't sound threatening. It sounds almost human, almost sad. And it tells Alara that she's done well. She's faced her fears. She's embraced the cycle of growth and decay. But there's one final truth that she needs to understand.
Light cannot exist without shadow. They're two sides of the same coin. And the Heartstone is incomplete without both.
Alara realizes that she's been fighting the wrong battle. She's been trying to eradicate the darkness instead of accepting it as a necessary part of the whole.
And the shadow tells her that her destiny is to bring the light and the shadow together, to restore balance to the forest and to herself.
And Alara finally understands. She reaches for the Heartstone, and as she does, the shadow speaks one last time. It tells her to choose to allow the forest to fully heal, to embrace the duality of light and shadow within herself.
And Alara accepts. She knows that the balance is fragile, but she's willing to do whatever it takes to protect it.
She touches the Heartstone, and a surge of energy flows through her. Light and shadow intertwine within her and the crystal, and she feels this overwhelming sense of peace and wholeness.
The Heartstone pulses with warmth and power, and the forest around her transforms. The trees glow with vibrant life flowers bloom in every color of the rainbow. The air is filled with the sounds of birdsong and laughter.
The forest is whole again, and so is Alara.
And the shadow steps forward, no longer a menacing figure, but a gentle presence. And it says, "You have done it, Alara. You have restored the balance."
And then Nyx appears, beaming with pride. "You did it, Alara. The forest is whole, and so are you."
And Alara feels a surge of gratitude for Nyx for their guidance and support. But she also realizes that this is just the beginning.
Yeah.
Her journey as the protector of the forest will continue.
Yeah, the cycle of life, death, growth, decay, light, and shadow will continue forever. And Alara will be there to ensure that balance is maintained.
And the forest, now whole and vibrant, will thrive forevermore.
So that was our deep dive into Alara and the Magical Forest. I hope you found it as insightful as we did.
It's a really powerful story, with a lot to say about belief and courage and the importance of facing our fears.
Yeah, and I think it also reminds us that even in the darkest of times, there's always hope for healing and renewal.
And sometimes the things that we perceive as being negative or harmful can actually be essential parts of the whole.
It's all about finding that balance.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So as you go about your day, think about the shadows in your own life, the things that you're afraid of, the things that you try to hide from. Are they really as bad as you think they are? Or could they actually be opportunities for growth and transformation?
It's a question worth pondering.
Absolutely. And thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We'll see you next time.
Until then, keep exploring.